Leviticus chapter 5. And if anyone sin, and hear the voice of adjuration, and he is a witness, whether he hath seen or known it, if he do not give information, then he shall bear his iniquity. Or if anyone touch any unclean thing, whether it be the carcass of an unclean beast, or the carcass of unclean cattle, or the carcass of an unclean crawling thing, and it be hid from him, he also is unclean and guilty. Or if he touch the uncleanness of man, any uncleanness of him by which he is defiled, and it be hid from him, when he knoweth it, then he is guilty. Or if any one swear, talking rashly with the lips, to do evil or to do good, in everything that a man shall say rashly with an oath, and it be hid from him, when he knoweth it, then he is guilty in one of these. And it shall be, when he shall be guilty in one of these, that he shall confess wherein he hath sinned. And he shall bring his trespass offering to Jehovah for his sin, which he hath sinned. A female from the small cattle, a sheep or doe goat, for a sin offering, and the priest shall make atonement for him to cleanse him from his sin. And if his hand be not able to bring what is so much as a sheep, then he shall bring for his trespass, which he hath sinned, two turtle doves, or two young pigeons, to Jehovah, one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering. And he shall bring them unto the priest, who shall present that which is for the sin offering first, and pinch off his head at the neck, but shall not divide it. And he shall sprinkle of the blood and of the sin offering on the wall of the altar, and the rest of the blood shall be wrung out at the bottom of the altar. It is a sin offering. And he shall offer the other for a burnt offering, according to the ordinance. And the priest shall make atonement for him, to cleanse him from his sin which he hath sinned, and it shall be forgiven him. But if his hand cannot attain to two turtle doves, or two young pigeons, then he that sinned shall bring for his offering the tenth part of an ephah of fine flour for a sin offering. He shall put no oil on it, neither shall he put frankincense thereon, for it is a sin offering. And he shall bring it to the priest, and the priest shall take his handful of it, the memorial thereof, and burn it on the altar with Jehovah's offerings by fire. It is a sin offering. And the priest shall make atonement for him concerning his sin, which he hath sinned in one of these, and it shall be forgiven him, and it shall be the priest's as the oblation. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, If anyone act unfaithfully, and sin through inadvertence in the holy things of Jehovah, then he shall bring his trespass offering to Jehovah, a ram without blemish out of the small cattle, according to thy valuation by shekels of silver, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, for a trespass offering. And he shall make restitution for the wrong that he hath done in the holy things, and shall add the fifth part thereto, and shall give it unto the priest, and the priest shall make atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering, and it shall be forgiven him. And if anyone sin and do against any of the commandments of Jehovah, what should not be done, and hath not known it, yet is he guilty, and shall bear his iniquity. And he shall bring a ram without blemish out of the small cattle, according to thy valuation, as trespass offering unto the priest. And the priest shall make atonement for him concerning his inadvertence, wherein he sinned inadvertently, and knew it not, and it shall be forgiven him. It is a trespass offering. He hath certainly trespassed against Jehovah.